Welcome to Family Life Perspectives. Family Life Perspectives is sponsored by Perspectives Counseling Centers, a full-service Christian psychological clinic whose expertise covers all areas of mental health and substance abuse. Listen as the professionals of Perspectives teach practical skills and offer advice on how to cope with the difficulties and stress of life, including topics that affect you and your family like depression and anxiety to relationship, teen, and children's issues. And now, here's today's Family Life Perspectives.
Good morning. Welcome to Family Life Perspectives. I'm so glad you've tuned into our program today. This is Christina Broomfield, and I'll be hosting today and the rest of the week. With me in our studio is Diana Jennings, and Diana is our Director of Children's Services at Perspectives of Troy Counseling Centers. So glad that she's had opportunity to be with us since Monday. Welcome back, Diana.
Good morning. Thanks for having me back.
Do you know, we could just talk for hours about the topics of this week, which has really been an overview of the services that we offer for children and the announcement of our new office in Novi.
That's right. So excited to be coming to the West Side.
And you are actually coming to the West Side.
And I will personally be there providing services for our children and our adolescents and adults
yes.
in Novi. And the surrounding areas, too.
And all of that surrounding. As a matter of fact, I haven't shared this since we've been on the air since Monday, but you provided, because you really live out there, mm-hmm. about 21 cities.
Isn't that amazing? That's such a long list. But over on the West Side, we will be able to provide services to, let's see if I can list them all off the top of my head.
Don't do that. But even as far, and before we went on the air, we had this discussion yeah. that even as far as Ann Arbor.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So, it's close enough that, mm-hmm. and if I can toot our own horn, the services are just what that area can use and is needed. Very, very close to the highway, too, so you can get on and off from Ann Arbor, from all of those locations out there on the west side surrounding Novi. And I know there's lots of schools. There's lots of large schools and high schools there, and then lots of little and medium-sized elementary mm-hmm. schools, middle schools. And so I hope this reaches all of the surrounding communities there. And I hope we get the word out that Perspectives is a place to bring your children and your adolescents and yourselves, if you are adults,
yes, because
to
we
come
will
for mental
be.
Health services.
It'll be full services.
Oh, absolutely.
Although, now, this week, we are specifically highlighting are showcasing our children's services that mm-hmm. will be out there. Last week we looked at adolescents, but there'll be adult services, individual,
absolutely.
Couple.
And sometimes when I see children too, we recognize that there is a need to see the parents for one reason or another. They might have some underlying mental health issues that have gone untreated for mm-hmm. years. Their issues with their child might be so stressful that they need to come and talk to somebody. That's often the case. Parents need support.
Yes.
They need skills. They need support. They need to be able to deal with this stress. And so as their child is being serviced for their mental health issues, the parent often, please think about that parent. So parents often need to come in. I am here to help the whole family with all of their issues.
You know, I was just talking with a potential individual about their child and bringing the child in, and that person said, "What about me?"
Yeah,
you know,
right?
and they aren't even in counseling yet.
Right, so, I hear that so often. Mm-hmm. Maybe I'm the one that needs it. Maybe I could use some help. All right, so we need to turn that maybe into, yeah, why not go? Why not see what help there is? Because there is a lot of help and a lot of services that we can provide.
Yes, and yesterday you briefly looked at some of the common diagnoses, mm-hmm. really kicking it off with anxiety disorders really on the rise.
Right.
You mentioned behavioral issues, and I would mm-hmm. think that would also be pretty common?
Absolutely, absolutely. So one of the most common behavioral issues that we treat would be ODD, so mm-hmm. oppositional defiant disorder, okay? And that's, I'd say that's the most common behavioral, strictly behavioral disorder that we see. ADHD sometimes gets qualified as a behavioral disorder, but it kind of mm-hmm. lives in a couple different areas.
Yes.
But ODD is strictly a behavioral disorder. So where you see a child that is very oppositional, very defiant, argues, can be vindictive. And again, this, like all mental health disorders, this is an issue that causes impairment. So this isn't just a child who sometimes maybe throws a fit or sometimes argues, but this is a pervasive issue that causes some sort of impairment in functioning.
And, you know, as you mentioned that, when you think of oppositional defiant disorder, you pressed on Monday the importance of early intervention.
Absolutely.
When that goes untreated as an adult, then we see conduct disorder.
Or as an adolescent.
As an adolescent.
We can. It can move into more of a conduct disorder. And then once you're an adult, it can move into more of some personality disorders and issues that can be very, very concerning.
Yes. So mm-hmm. early intervention.
Oh, yes,
especially
early.
If you have that child that is more than just strong-willed.
Right. Exactly.
More than just a little bit independent. But they mm-hmm. continue to have problems functioning at school and at home. At church,
right,
wherever.
In a number of different areas, for sure.
We need to pause, hear from our sponsor. When we come back, we talked a little bit about the treatment modalities,
right.
The types of treatment for children. Can we pick up there when we come back?
Sure.
It wasn't that long ago that everything seemed fine. Things were relatively normal. But now, instead of smooth sailing, your life has turned into complete turmoil. And you feel completely overwhelmed. You need to know that there is help. You don't have to walk this path alone because of the help that's available at Perspectives Christian Counseling Centers. At Perspectives, our specialty is Christian counseling. Each and every one of our over 35 therapists is a caring Christian professional. Perspectives can help with troubling issues such as anxiety and depression, self-esteem, anger, and addiction. We have Christian therapists that also specialize in children, teen, and family therapy, even biblically-based marriage counseling. At Perspectives Christian Counseling, we know that life is quite unpredictable. It's very easy to go from smooth sailing one day to complete turmoil the next, but you don't have to walk alone. There is help. Call and make an appointment with one of our caring Christian therapists today. Take the first step. Call Perspectives Christian Counseling right now. The number for the Troy location at Big Beaver and Crooks is 248-244-8644. And for the Sterling Heights office at 17 Mile and Ryan, call 586-268-6712.
Welcome back to Family Life Perspectives, talking with Diana Jennings just before our break. We are excited about our new location, Novi, opening up that first full week after the first of the year. We want to make sure we give a timing.
Yes.
And certainly taking appointments even now. We
right.
stressed that last week, only that we can start here at the Troy office and then just transfer over.
Yes.
So
easy.
We don't want people
mm-hmm.
to delay on that.
Sure.
But treating children differently than treating adolescents even and adults.
Mm-hmm.
Starting
use,
off with play therapy on the floor, huh?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Like we mentioned yesterday, that it looks different than therapy that's provided to an adult. So I was talking about where we actually provide the therapy, sometimes on the floor, sometimes at the window, sometimes in the play therapy room, but actually using different techniques too. So play therapy techniques are using the objects and the toys as the child's words, mm-hmm. if you will. So often children don't have the ability to verbalize their thoughts and feelings, or verbalize their stressors, or verbalize their trauma. But by using certain play therapy techniques and certain play therapy objects, they are able to express their issues non-verbally. So and not only express that, but we are able then to work on coping strategies, work on dealing and processing trauma and issues through the play therapy mm-hmm. tools and through even a nonverbal approach, providing those skills. And it sometimes it even helps them to develop that emotional expression that we're looking for. So through using the nonverbal techniques, they are able to actually find their words.
And, you know, I when I first heard about play therapy, I wasn't sure what that was. But, boy, have we seen some positive results come out of those types of treatment approaches. And you use sand. Now, I know I warned you ahead of time I was going to go there. You did an in-staff for our clinicians here at the main campus and brought in a sandbox. And I was blown away at when we think about trying to really peel back the layers where people, even adults, children for sure, aren't even aware exist.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. So I did it with adults, and it's fascinating with adults. It's fascinating with children. So sand play or is a type of play therapy technique, okay, where the therapist uses, like you said, a sandbox, sand-filled, and we use miniatures, a whole array of miniatures, people and objects and buildings and marbles and different things. And the child then creates different things in the sand, generally a world. We can also do very specific what we call directed trays, where we're having them work through an issue or present an environment. Sometimes, let's say, for example, they're having an issue at home with the family, and they just can't quite verbalize it, or they can't really paint the picture out loud to be able to process it. Well, we might use, let's say, art therapy, just to jump over there for a second. You know, well, draw me what home looks like. Draw me what the issue looks like. Draw me what your anger looks like. Or, moving into sand, show me in the sand what your family is like. Show me in the sand how your day was. Show me in this, and by using that modality, again, it's comfortable, first of all,
because I can imagine,
you know, right, using the sand.
I love it.
Yeah, sometimes just actually feeling the sand. It's such a tactile, peaceful modality. Again, we can sit without even talking and be able to do therapy. Again, looking different than just sitting on a chair and a couch and talking. But then them being able to pick out their own items to put into their own world and in their own sand provides the client and the child with so much control over what's happening with them and what they are wanting to express. It's just, I could talk all day. It's just a very, very, not just exciting modality, but a very helpful modality that I've seen so much success with.
And I know to do sand therapy, it takes a number of seminars and classes, and this isn't just guesswork. You are trained in this type of treatment as well as some of our other therapists, and I just want to confirm, you will have a sandbox at the Novi office.
Absolutely. I will be bringing my sandbox and my miniatures there, and I will be prepared for sand tray sessions.
And you will also be seeing people here, though, will you not?
Yes, I will still be providing services in Troy and services in Novi, so you will be able to find me in both locations.
Perfect. I want to encourage our listeners, visit our webpage at perspectivesoftroy.com, like us on Facebook, and if you have friends, family out in the Novi area, give them a call. Let them know after the first of the year we will be providing services. Can you be back with us tomorrow?
I'll be here.
Until then.
Thank you for listening to Family Life Perspectives, sponsored by Perspectives Counseling Centers. We trust that this program has given you valuable insights that you can put to use today. Perspectives has a full staff of professional Christian therapists ready to help. For an appointment with a specialist in your area of need, call Perspectives Counseling Centers right now. The number for the Troy location is 248-244-8644. And for Sterling Heights, call 586-268-6712.